Blog Talk Radio.
Feel me? You know? Who's that, baby? Who's that? Who's that? Who's that? Who's that Mo House, bro? Who's that Digi House? Kicking and talking that shit. Niggas was like, whoa. Whoa. Hey.
I've been getting all this money.
I've been getting all this money.
I've been spending all this cash.
I've been spending all this cash.
I got one question for you.
Hey baby, let me ask you something.
When are you gonna work that ass?
Work,
work,
work, work,
work that ass.
Hey, go on, work it, work,
work that ass.
Hey, go on, work it, work, work.
When are you gonna work that ass?
Hey, yo, I'm up in VIP. I see you standing at the bar. I'm dapper damn fresh, puffin' on a cigar. Douce in my cup, ace of spade in the bucket. Chillin' on ice, got a pocket full of ducats. What's your name, who you is, I'm tryin' to find out who you are. I need a designated driver, hit the keys to my car. I been getting all this money, all praise to Allah. Barn whip, drop top, you could gaze up at the stars. Check out my appearance, nothing on me from clearance. This ain't happen overnight, this is years of perseverance. The night is still young, room service at the aroma. When you high your life, you never sober. Come closer.
I've been getting all this money.
I've been getting all this money.
I've been spending all this cash.
I've been spending all this cash.
I got one question for you.
Hey baby, let me ask you something.
When are you gonna work that ass?
Go on, work it, work,
work,
work
that ass.
Hey, go on, work it, work,
work that ass.
Hey, go on, work it, work.
Doing a buck on the highway, switching four lanes. I've been getting all this cash, baby, money ain't a thing. Got the roof in the trunk, I could teach you how to stunt. What you know about rolling fruit punch in the blunt? You got me tripping, I forgot to mention. Ever since an infant, I've been on that pimp shit. I've been up and down, flying in and out of town. Reminiscing how I feel to make love in the air. Life is but a dream, sometimes it ain't fair. Keep your eyes on the prize of falling in love with a square. My neck and my wrists on Times Square bright. What's the point of living life if you ain't living life, baby?
I've been getting all this money.
I've been spending all this cash.
I got one question for you.
Hey baby, let me ask you something.
When are you gonna work that ass?
Go on, work it, work,
work,
work
that ass.
Hey, go on, work it, work,
work that ass.
Hey, go on, work it, work.
When are you gonna work that ass?
Hey, go on, work it for a real nigga. If he ain't got the bank, why you dealing with him? Hindsight, that's 2020. You ain't gotta look no more. I'm the one you've been searching for. Straight dope, uncut. Shock him pure. Being broke is a disease. And baby, I got the cure. Live smart, die genius. Keys, they open doors. With an ass like that, the world is all yours. Hey, hey, go on working for a real nigga. Make that air work like a 9-to-5. Hey, hey, go on working for a real nigga.
I've been getting all this money.
I've been getting all this money.
I've been spending all this cash.
I've been spending all this cash.
I got one question for you.
Hey baby, let me ask you something.
When are you gonna work that ass?
Go on, work it, work,
work that ass.
Hey, go on, work it, work,
work that ass.
Hey, go on, work it, work, work.
When are you gonna work that ass? Work that ass. Work that ass. When are you gonna work that ass?
Go on, work it for a real nigga. Yeah, hey, go on, work it for a real nigga. Yeah, hey, go on, work it for a real nigga.
When are you gonna work that ass?
Welcome, 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 welcome. It's Freaky, Freaky, Freaky Friday. How everybody feeling out there? I'm your host, Randy Jackson, a.k.a. Jay Sean, self-appointed relationship guru for the evening. Tonight, I have a star-studded show for you. Tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend. It's starting to take too long for these Fridays to come. I'll be missing talking to all my listeners out there. I might have to add another day or something because waiting to talk till Friday, starting to become like I'm waiting for Christmas, like a kid waiting for Christmas or something like that. Yeah, I love what I do. I used to like it, but now I love it. And once you start loving what you do, then you know you really found your, you found your niche. You found your spot. You found your home. You found out what you really want to do in this world. And talking on this radio or this podcast, I think I can do this for another 20 years. As long as I got support from all my listeners out there. Before we start the show tonight, I got to get some things out the way because I always forget. We just start talking and having a good time, and I'll be forgetting to pay the bills. So tonight, I'm going to get this out the way first before I start with my Redmond Road, my Lango. We're going to get this out the way first. So just bear with me for a minute. August, and everybody pay attention, please. August 22nd, we got a gospel event in Passaic County. The summer event is given by Elvis Durham Outreach Music Production, presents Gospel Summer Jam. And that's August 22nd. The start time is at 4:30. We got people there like MC Bishop Robert Garnett. We got recording artist Famous, ink artist Sean Penn. We got Patterson's own Corey Teague. We got Pastor Brenda Davis Gilbert. And we got Vern Ebony Williams Praise Dance from Patterson, New Jersey. The phone number, if you want to attend this event, is 862-823-3895. That's 862-823-3895. And just ask for Elvis Church Boy Durham. Sound like it's going to be a good show, y'all. It's a gospel event. Gotta praise the Lord. Next up, we got some funny stuff coming out. We got a comedy show. You know, it's been a long time, you know, since we had some comedy in Patterson, and we need it with all this COVID shit going on. And we got a Friday, August 27th, we got a night of laughter and a comedy explosion at the Masonic Temple. Everybody know where that's at, the Masonic Temple on Broadway next to White Castle. We got a comedy show given by CEO Hershey Murray. We got our Patterson own Monique Latif, Ray Gibbs, Jay Diaz, and Aldo. Four comedians coming through, you know, to make you laugh, you know, and have a good time. You know what I mean? And we all need that. Tickets is $30 at the door. The phone number, if you're interested in going, is 304-421-9601. That's 304-421-9601. I think that's all the announcements I have for the evening. We got some more announcements coming up later on. But we gotta pay the bills. You know, those are the people that support the radio station, you know. We need all the support we could get. This is a independent engine right here. Let's set this microphone back up here. This is an independent engine. You know what I mean? We gotta help each other. I don't know why it's hard for us to support each other. You know, I really don't know. Everybody support they own, but I mean, I gotta say it, but Afro-Americans, we really need to start helping each other, supporting each other. I support everybody. So if anybody interested in going to those two events, the comedy show at Masonic Temple, if you didn't get the number, hit me up. I'll give you the number. Or if you're interested in going to the Gospel Summer Jam, hit me up. And we'll take it from there. okay, the sound is good. I just got my call from the technician. He said the sound is good. What's going on, everybody out there? I'm feeling good tonight, this evening, Friday, August 6th. I'm feeling good. You know I like to tell everybody what's going on with me. I got a pint of Tito's right here. I got some Guinness Stout. I got some green tea. I got some Black and Miles. I got some, you know I got some chocolate. Everybody know I keep the sticky, icky every now and then for my cataracts, of course. And, yo, we just got a crazy show coming up. Oh, hold on, I got another text coming in. Somebody's telling me they're trying to come in. We got a lot of listeners on already. That's what I like. We like support. But I need some donations. You know, send it. No donation too small, no donation too high. I got a couple of them. We got a couple of sponsors and everything like that. Oh, everybody know my man Dre, Dre Star, you know, and we was from the other when we was doing the other podcast, you know, he's still with me here. He like the silent partner, but he's still my right-hand man. He's not feeling good this evening, so we just want everybody want to, you know, keep him in our prayers, you know, and hope that he feel better. My guest is coming on at 8:30, and I'm looking forward to that, having a good time with that. I want to give a shout-out to everybody who on the link, clicking on the link, all the people on the phone lines are jammed. And that's what I love. I had a lot of things to talk about tonight. You know, like the last 10 days of my life have been like a roller coaster ride or like a whirlwind, a hurricane, a tornado. You know, but that's all in the life of Jay Sean. My life, it's always been like that. And that's my life. I take the good with the bad and the bad with the good. It ain't how many L's you take, it's how many W's you get. And it ain't how many times you get knocked down, it's how many times you get up. And everybody know that, you know, my new name is Mr. Fuck Love. But we're not going to talk about that right now. We're going to talk about some real shit before I talk about some funny shit. We're going to talk about the severity of what's going on out here with relationships. And you know, I kind of found a home with relationships. You know, I started off bashing bitches and talking crazy, and I kind of found a home talking about relationships because, contrary to popular opinion, it's the second talked about thing on the social media is relationships. It's second to twerking. Could you believe that? Twerking is number one. Shaking your ass, that's number one on social media, is relationships and how to make them work and who doing all the cheating. Now, I'm a man. I done been through a lot. I done broke hearts. I done had my heart broken. I done been left by women. I done left women. I think it's all part of life. But like my father told me on his dying bed, rest in peace, the last thing he ever told me, everything that you think means something right now, somebody might be fucking with you. Somebody might be causing you mad stress. Somebody might be confusing you. You might be all fucked up in the game. But you got to remember, in the end, all that don't mean shit. In the end, it don't mean nothing. So a lot of things people stress about, you worrying about, you losing hair, you getting wrinkles and bags under your eyes, you're not getting any sleep, you smoking compulsively and you drinking compulsively and you just pill popping and all that shit, it don't mean nothing. Because when you're stressing, when it's your number, when it's your time to go, you out of here. Yeah, you gone. We all just passing through. You only get one life. But if you live it right, that's all you need. Remember that. You only get one. But if you live it right, that's all you need. Now, living it right, that's up to your choice. You could chase hoes around all your life. No good men. If that's what you want to do, that's what you do. Life is like a TV. You know what I mean? You got to look at life like it's a TV. You only watch what you want to watch. If you want to watch Channel 2, that's what you watch. You want to watch Channel 7, that's what you watch. That's how you live your life. Now, if you want to be choosy Susie or all over the place, then you watch Channel 2, Channel 4, Channel 5, Channel 7, Channel 9, 31, 88. And what I mean by that is that you listen to everybody bullshit. You take everybody bullshit and you deal with people bullshit and all kind of shit. And you all over the place and it don't mean shit. You watch what you want to watch. You listen to what you want to listen to. Because nobody cares, and everybody out for themselves. Relationships ain't shit. Love ain't real. And I get a lot of flack for that. But I'm here to tell you, fuck love. That's my new name, Mr. Fuck Love, because it ain't shit. And I know you're saying I'm harsh. And I'm responsible for what I say, but I'm not responsible for what you understand. I'm only responsible for what I say. And everybody know, oh, you've been a pimp. Yeah. I have been. You're right. I exploited women for rewards, and I got to get my karma for that. And I get it every day. But I didn't go to no churches to get the women. I didn't go to no college dorms. No, I met them in the street where they was being abused by other men. And all I told them was, you know, use what you got to get what you want and stop letting men take advantage of you. Stop going home with an ass full of cum and no money. That's all I did. I tried to make a wrong a right. Maybe I should have told them to go to school and be a doctor or a nurse or lawyers and stuff like that. But it just wasn't like that at that time. I wasn't living like that at that time. We was all in, everything was different then. You know, and I was tired of working for Mr. Walgreens and Mr. Walmart and making Mr. Hennessy rich and Mr. Newport rich. I wanted to make myself rich. I wanted to be an entrepreneur. I wanted to start my own business. So I did. It just was with a team of women. It was us against the world. Ain't no half-stepping. And, you know, that's what I did. Was I wrong? I can't say that. I'd be a hypocrite. Can I talk about prostitutes? Can I talk about pimps? Negative? No, I can't. Because the pot can't call the kettle black. But I can tell you about the tragic sides of that lifestyle, the tragic sides of pimping, because I lived it. Not neglecting your children, embarrassing your parents, stealing youth, and altering people's futures for rewards. But that's a whole nother thing. You know what I mean? But sometimes I get into my feelings and that's how I feel. But tonight We here to talk about other shit. We here to talk about relationships and what make them work and what don't make them work and who's at fault. And we here to talk about oral sex, and we here to talk about anal sex, and we here to talk about the size matter. We here to talk about all kind of shit, everything that go along with relationships. That's what we gonna talk about tonight. Uncensored, uncut, raw with no cut. Is it possible for two people to love each other and get along in 2021? Because I'm tired of this shit. I know females, I know people personally, I don't lie. I know females who've been married 20 years and they've been having an affair with another guy 20 years. I know guys that's married 15 and 20 years and sleep with $5 prostitutes. I know women out here that claim that they I don't want to get into all that. It's just we just in a dire situation and we all need help. I know a lot of people, like, they don't think about a lot of things. But you have to think about shit in this world. And I can't really get into everything I want to get into, but it's all a circle. Who you sleeping with who they sleeping with, and that person sleeping with who they sleeping with, and it's all one big fucking Sodom and Gomorrah. It's one big fucking wicked bowl of diseases and shit. They got shit out here now that condoms can't even stop. Wake up. Yeah, you gotta wake up. And I know people say, you know, I talk about fucking and everything like that and fucking this and fuck that, and people want to know why I talk about fucking. I could say intercourse. But have you ever heard a woman, men, have you ever been having sex with a woman and she said, intercourse me. You never heard that before, right? You hear the woman saying, fuck me. You let me know when you hear a woman saying, intercourse me. You'll never hear no shit like that. Nah, you not. You're going to hear a woman once told me one time, she said, I want you to fuck me and hurt me. Like, damn. You want me to fuck you and hurt you at the same time? What type of shit is that? That's some shit you got to sit back and think about. If a woman tell you that, I want you to fuck me and hurt me at the same time. Dang. I fucked her, all right. Then I bust upside the head with something. I'm saying, is that enough pain? Nah, I'm bullshitting out there. Listen, everybody, I'm glad everybody, the phone lines is jammed. If you want to speak to me, you press 1. You want to talk to my guest that's coming out in a minute, you press 1. If you're on the links, thanks for being on the links, clicking on the links. If you want to call in, you can call in. We're going to have a good show tonight, you know what I mean? Chicago Tracy, Chicago Hickman, that's a longtime friend of mine. Very cool. And I'm looking forward to interviewing her and putting her on the hot seat tonight, on Jay Sean's hot seat. The phone lines is jammed, and I like that very much. You know what? I got to do something real quick before we start the show. Okay, hold on 1 second. Come on. Yo, 439.
Yo, what up? What up, my G?
Man, you live on the air. I'm bringing you on because I don't got that much time. I don't know how much time you got, but I'm bringing you on real fast because I know you. Everybody, this is my man Jay Sean, and he's incarcerated, and we do the Behind the Walls prison call. But lately, my show been so packed and crowded. I haven't had time to bring them on. What you want to say to the people real quick? Go
ahead.
Yeah,
I just want to say shout-out to y'all, man. Hold on. I got another call on another phone real quick. Let me just end that call real quick. Tell her, hold on.
Man, you in prison, man. How you got a call on another line? What type of shit is that? This nigga put me on hold. Could y'all believe that?
Yeah, this nigga put me on hold. Shout out to everybody, man.
You put me on hold, man.
Man, bro, listen, man, I'm, you know, I still got the businesses running, so that was somebody trying to get something made real quick. But, man, shout out to y'all, man. Yeah, everybody hold your head, man. Like, shit is real in the field, man. That COVID shit picking back up. I just, everybody be safe, man. Do what they tell y'all to do, man. Jay,
tell everybody how long you been locked up.
I've been now 17 years, going on 18, November 21st, 03. My day of incarceration. By the grace of God, I go back to court November 21st. I got locked up. I go back to court November 17th this year. Hopefully see parole. Hopefully it works out in my favor. The judge show favor. God show favor on me and let me go home, man. You know, my kids is grown, man. Like I got a grandson.
We going to be praying for you, man. You know, everybody,
I appreciate
I got a lot of listeners out there. We going to be praying. But look, how long you going to be able to be on tonight?
I'm going to be here for a little minute. I'm going to be here for definitely a little minute, man.
Okay, all right. I got to reach out to my guest cuz I see her number on the line. So I'm going to play a song, but I'm going to come back in a minute, and you can stay on the line if you want while me and her chop it up until you got it.
Yeah, I'll be here. Did you get my music?
No, I didn't see it.
Yeah, I sent it to the email.
Oh no, I didn't see it. When you sent it earlier?
Yeah, as soon as I told you I was hanging up. I'm gonna have him send it to my email, then I'm gonna send it to your email.
All right, have them send it back, and I'll take it from there. But I'm stay on the line, man. You know what I mean? Like until you gotta leave. You know what I mean? That's my man Deshaun, y'all, behind the wall prison call. My man locked up 17 years. We trying to get him out of there. You know what I mean? As soon as possible. Day, stay on the line. Don't go nowhere. All right.
I heard.
All right, we getting ready to go to a song, everybody. Stay tuned. Come back. You're listening to the Keeping It Real with Jay Sean online radio podcast. No infections, no yeast. We'll be right back after this song.
Say that.
Yeah, all day.
Shout out, Young Swiss.
Baby, Been 2 years and we still running.
Oh.
To get them butterflies when I see you coming. It's funny how life all works. You gotta open up your heart to operate to see how life works. When there's rain showers, the sun shines again. Gotta weather every storm just to sail again. I know the time is now, I gotta do official. I'm down on one knee, I hope you need a tissue. Do you take me for eternity? And make your pinky promise that you'll never leave. Even when you're mad at me, just don't up and leave. The future is scary, I don't wanna see. My life without you will be a tragedy. When I wake up in the morning, you I wanna see. I'm sorry, babe, there's so much that I wanna say. First, let me ask you, will you marry me?
Oh my God, I'm seriously about to cry right now. Are you serious?
Baby, you know that I love you. I want you to know that I love you.
I love you, I love you, I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I love you, I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I love you, I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I love you, I love you, I do.
Ah, man, that song do something to me every time I hear that song. All that love you do, man. Welcome back to the Keeping It Real with Jay Sean Online Radio Podcast. Give a shout out to my man Deshaun, 17 years locked up. He's a frequent caller of the show. You know, every week I do a behind the wall prison call. You know what I mean? And he became like a favorite of the show. Like, the listeners know him. He always calling to give us updates on what's going on in there with the COVID and what's going on. So anyway, we're gonna give a shout out to Deshaun. Okay, now. The time has finally fucking come. This is the best time of the show for me. It's interview time. Now, we got a couple of rules here. I want the people, I see it's people pressing one out there. They want to talk already. I guess they want to talk, but you got to hold on. Everybody out there who pressing one, I see everybody that's pressing one. Just give me some time, you know what I mean? I'll get to you, I promise. We got longest Tracy want to stay. We'll do it. The next person coming on here, Tracy, Chicago. We met a long time ago. From a men's point of view, and my point of view, sometimes in your life, you meet a female. She can look good as hell. She can have a nice body. I mean, a gift, like a gift from heaven. But you build a bond with her, and it becomes something different. It don't become like nothing where you look at her and like you say she got a fat ass. Or you look at her and you be like, she got nice tits or nothing like that. You look at her like that's family. That's my peeps. That's my girl, you know, or like she real, like, you know what I'm saying? And that's how I look at Tracy. Like, I look at Tracy like, you know, like I'm never probably, maybe, I don't know, maybe years ago, maybe I looked at her in a different way, but I don't even remember that. From the time I met her, I always looked at Tracy like she just was cool with people, like, you know, like just cool. Not even far as like she got a vagina or nothing like that. Like, she just cool. And she always been real. She always spoke what was on her mind. And don't even talk about support. Always supporting me. Always was supporting me. And what's crazy is, you know how, like, I might say I'm Jay Sean, and somebody might say, well, damn, it's one Jay Sean. You know, we couldn't take two Jay Seans. Well, what's crazy about this is that when I talk about Tracy, it's three of them, because she got two sisters, and they all is the same. They all support me. They all been cool as hell with me from day one. Tyra, Latasha, they've been in my movies. Latasha, like, wherever I see her at is love. Wherever I see her other sister is love. They, as far as my movies, I could call Tracy, yo, you want to be in a scene, to tell you how, I'm going to tell you how real she is that I pay my guests to come on this show. Because time is money, and I don't really like wasting people's time. And a couple of days ago, yesterday or the day before that, she called me. She was like, nah, Jay, you don't got to give me shit. You know what I'm saying? I'm doing my own thing. I got my own companies and everything, and we're going to get into that a little bit later. But that shit, it touched me when people be real because I'm real. That's why I call my show Keeping It Real with Jay Sean, because I'm real. So when you meet people that's real, it's like it's like a bond that can't be broken, because you got so many fake people out here in the world, so many people out here that's out for themselves. And you know what I mean? I did a movie. I had like over 50 people in it. I put everybody on. I'm a trendsetter, not a trend sweater. You know, and that's when I think of Tracy, that's how she is. She always support me. We're gonna get into all that, her past and all that in a minute, but I gotta give her her proper introduction. I gotta give her flowers now. She's a real, and I'm not gonna say the next word unless she want me to say it, but she's a real one. You know what I mean? And nothing could take nothing away from that. And like I said before, it's not one, it's three of them. And they all the same. Sometimes you meet family members and one is cool and one is corny. And one is bitchy and one is friendly. Nah, they all is down and they all support. And they all about getting money and they all about the same thing. Hard work, dedication, and keeping it real and not taking no shit from no men. They understand the game. And, you know, and that's how we're going to keep it at that, because I could go on and on. But before we're going on, it's 8:37. I'm 7 minutes behind. But before we go any further, we're going to bring her in. But hold on, we're going to bring you in right. Hold on, Tracy. I hear you guys. We're going to bring you in right.
Oh, you
hear
me.
We're without no further ado. This is Tracy Chicago Hickman. Chicago Hickman. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Keeping It Real with Jay Sean podcast. So,
hey, Jay.
How you doing tonight? How you doing tonight?
I'm good, my love. I'm great at this point.
Okay, you sound good. You sound good. I wanted to check the volume on you. You sound good. All right, all right.
Okay.
Thanks for coming on the show.
You're more than welcome.
What's going on with you tonight? Where you at? What you doing? What you drinking?
Well,
what you smoking?
I'm my nigga. Like I'm not doing it live, but I'm just recording it and posting it when I'm done. But I got like a CBD whatever pen. Smoking in my Casamigos with Bacardi Dark mixed together. Got my sister Tara here with me.
What's up,
Tara?
All right.
Yeah, nigga.
Y'all all cool with me. You know what I mean?
We love you.
So I love y'all too. So look, I'm glad you. So I got to give the people a little outline of things that's going on. How old are you, if you don't mind the accent?
Well, I'm 42. I'm 42.
You're 42. You got any children?
Yes, no, I don't have any children. I don't have any children.
Are you married?
No.
Have you ever been married?
Yes.
Okay. But you're not married now.
No, I'm not married
now. I'm asking these questions.
Absolutely
so I can give
not.
People an outline. If you qualify to answer relationship questions, you know what I'm saying? People want to know, well, what's she doing now and stuff like that, you know what I mean?
Right.
So you don't got no children, you're 42, you've been married, but you're not married now. So are you single?
No.
You're not single.
I'm actually newly single, but I'm officially single. I was with somebody for 13 years, It was stupid, like domestic violence, every type of thing you can name we've been through, but I'm completely single, like officially. So I don't even want to be on the market. I'm just single.
Oh, you single?
I'm just helping households
right
now.
You just single.
I'm just helping
single.
Out households right now.
All right, that's cool. That's cool. So look, you grew up in Patterson, right?
Yes, I actually, from when I was born, even before I was born, my older sister was born, I grew up on 118 Lafayette Street in Mercer until the sixth grade, between the sixth and seventh grade. My mom's moved to Triangle Village, and I still stayed there until I went to Kennedy. So I'm from Patterson, born and raised. I was originally from Lafayette, and then we moved to Triangle Village.
So we gonna speed this up a little bit until your time, like when you was when you was a dancer. You don't mind talking about that, right? You don't mind talking about that?
That's easy cake compared to what I'm not hoping we talk about.
Huh?
I said that's cake compared to what I'm hoping we don't get to talk about.
Okay, so look.
Nigga.
So look, how did you start dancing?
Well, actually, on my 18th birthday, I'm between 17 and 18, but I don't know if I was legal or not, but I was actually downtown working at Wendy's. It was on a Friday on my birthday, and I was cashing my little check. So I was downtown shopping, and a guy pulled up on me, handed me a flyer, and it was a male strip show, and I was like, oh, hell no. So I took it home to my mom's, and I was like, you want to see this? And she was like, oh, she wasn't into it, but I called my sister Tara, my cousin Tanea. What's up, Tanea? But I called them, and anyway, we ended up going. And I never in my life seen anything like that, never. And then I met Lord West, and he was the actual person that handed me the flyers. And
I don't know,
it was so long ago. I don't know if he remembers, but when I come, he was like, "Oh, you came," because they didn't ask for ID, like. So he was like, "You came," and I'm like, "Yeah, but my people's, my family," and I was young. This is '97. No, between 96 and 98. I'm not too sure.
Yeah.
But I'm official that I wasn't even 18 yet, because that's when I was dancing before I was 18. So that was the day I met Lord Weston. That day changed my life, when I tell you.
He was talking highly of you, everybody. That was my guest last week, Lord West.
Mm-hmm.
He remembered you. He actually, when you made a comment under the post that I put your name under, he called me up and he was like, "Jay, who that?" And I was like,
wow,
"That's Chicago."
He's like, okay.
Yeah, he got kind of nervous. He didn't know. But then I told him who you was. He was like, "Oh yeah, that's my girl." But look, one thing before we do, somebody else told me to say. Tell you hello, but they didn't. They told me not to say their name. He just told me to say that he used to call you Foxy Brown, and you used to call him Teddy Riley. Do you know who that is? Around 17. No, just a regular guy, like maybe 17. You was about 17. He said, just tell her I used to call her Foxy Brown,
and she used to call me Teddy Riley. My nigga, 17th Ave, Alabama, wherever.
Yeah.
I'm just gonna say hi.
He said, "Jay, just tell her I used to call her Foxy Brown, and she used to call me Teddy Riley." And you said, "That's my man, Jeff." Okay, look. The dancing. Back when you was dancing was different back then.
You know what I mean?
It was much different. Niece Nicole, when I first saw you, when I first heard of you, like I knew my niece knew you. Like I never told you this before, and I used to tell my niece, "Yo, tell Chicago about me. Yo, tell Chicago about me." Like, and then I know one day she came and she told me, she said, "Unc, she ain't fucking with you. She ain't into giving no man her money. She working." She ain't with that bitch shit. I never told you that she told me that shit. She said she ain't fucking with you. She heard you was a pimp. She ain't fucking with you. My niece came and told me that. That was a long time. That was before we ever formally met. But I knew
that
of you then. You know already.
98 days, my nigga. 98 days.
Yeah, that was a long time ago. But anyway, so how long did you? How many years did you dance?
I started. What was that? January 97. And I ended my fully dancing March 19th, 2020.
So how many years was that about?
Oh, my God, 97 and 22 years.
Wow, you did 22 years?
22 years.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. I started when I was 17, 2000. Oh, damn, that's 25. That's 25. Shut the fuck up, bitch. Listen,
and
I don't feel confident. But no, it was, you motherfuckers can add it up. It was from 97 to 2020, my nigga, in March, the day they shut shit down. That was a wrap.
That's crazy. That's crazy. That's a long time, but that's good. But look, I got, you know, a lot of people send me texts and stuff like when I'm doing my show. So we're going to go a little bit off base right now to something different because people sending me all these texts and different stuff like that. I don't know why somebody sent me this text, but you can answer it if you want to. They want to know when you having sex, do you spread your own butt cheeks when you having sex?
Yeah, I do. My older sister is right here. I feel very uncomfortable. But I'm your little sister. She still thinks that bitch is. You took my spoil at 42. My sister spoils.
Well, ask her, do she do it?
I mean, we both done it. She was in one bed, I was in the other, but I'm just tagging the nigga. But we both busted.
So when you had having sex, you spread your own butt cheeks.
Oh yeah, I like all of that shit.
Oh. Okay, all right. Nah.
He just spitting it while he's spreading in all of that shit.
Do you? I got another question for you. The name calling. Do you mind people somebody calling you a bitch when they having sex with you?
Oh yeah, why not? Oh God, yes, of course. Why not?
It's good.
But he got to like really mean that. He got to say that shit in my ear. He got to do all of that shit. Like I like the hair pulling, choking, like spitting my mouth, all of that.
Choking. I know a female that likes to be choked. I know that. You got what's the deal with that choking shit? Tell me, what's the deal with being choked? Because you
submission.
Said that now, you gotta explain it.
Oh God, I think every woman, no matter who we deal with, we wanna be submissive at one point. Like you know, because as I can't speak for a white woman, Spanish woman, I'm black. So as a black woman, we so like. Strong black women. But when we got a man like a alpha and that motherfucker put his hand in my neck, nigga, like I turn into the Django out that bitch. I'll be like, shut up. I don't give a fuck, nigga. What a whip, bitch.
I'll be with Django.
I want to get whipped. Like, man. I like all that shit.
Oh, so you like to be choked and you like to be called names and shit and all kind of shit.
Oh, yeah.
The niggas gonna be going crazy about that. They're like, oh shit, they gonna match that with your picture and then they gonna be
like, oh shit.
Okay, that's what's up. Nah, cause I know somebody who like to be choked during sex and I mean from a man point of view, you like sometimes you can't figure it out because. You don't really imagine like a man wanting to be choked, but some women be wanting to be choked. They be wanting to be smacked.
Okay.
They want you to smack their ass. They want you to call them names, all kinds
like
of shit.
Guys,
everybody get turned on by different stuff.
Right.
But we got a lighter question for you, something different. Do you believe in love at first sight?
Yeah. It happened to me like 4 years ago. I believe in it. And I was with somebody else at the club, like real talk. Like, I was like, God damn. And it was crazy. It was crazy.
And it was love at first sight?
It was, yeah.
Was it love at first sight, or was it lust at first sight?
It wasn't lust, because the nigga, he was fully clothed, and you know what? He was nowhere near my type. Nowhere near my type.
Wow.
At all. Like, not at all. That nigga was like,
okay,
Snoop Dogg skinny. I like a big motherfucker. And the way it happened is just, we just locked eyes. You know what I mean? Like, that nigga looking like Snoop, and I like motherfucking Rick. Totally opposite.
Oh.
So, yeah,
all right, so look, man, I got, wait a minute, you don't mind, I want to take a caller, it's okay with you, because I got all these people calling it, you don't mind if I take a caller real fast, right?
Because.
All right, hold on 1 second,
okay.
Let me take a caller, all right. 7058, you on the line?
What up?
7058?
Hi, 705.
How you doing?
Hi.
How you doing? Welcome to the show. It sounds like I hit two people. How you doing? This 7058.
What's up? You hear me?
What's up? What's going on?
It's Scorpio.
Oh, what's up, Scorp? What's the deal?
What's good?
Hello.
You know Chicago? You know Tracy?
Hell yeah.
That's my
You already know I know her.
I know how to
okay.
my All right. I
know
how to stand on my head from that nigga.
That's my mom's
mm-hmm. That's right.
I love
it. Back like Jack.
Okay,
how you too, Chicago.
What
you
want to say tonight? What you want to say, Scorp?
I just wanted to say, Chicago, I haven't seen her in a long time, and I'm glad she's, you know, sounding good and living lovely, and hopefully to see her soon.
Yeah.
But everybody, you know, doing okay on my end, so hopefully everybody's good on your end. I just wanted to shout out because I haven't heard talk to you in so long.
I love you, Scorpio. But listen, remember you did my mother's 50th party?
Oh,
you and
boy.
Fever? You and Fever did it? Remember, like in 05?
I swear, girl, if I could remember half of the shows I did.
My nigga, I had you in Forsake. I had your ass in Forsake. You remember that one, right?
Yeah, I remember that one.
Oh, that's for my mother's job. But my mother passed away. I just wanted to tell you that. Because you did her 50.
Sorry to hear that.
And Jay Sean's mother also passed a month before my mom.
Both of them. Yeah.
Wow.
That's crazy. Hey, Scorp, I'm glad. Thank you for calling in, man, showing the love. You know what I'm saying? Scorp, that's my people right there. That's my man, Scorpio. Ex-male dancer,
ex-promoter. One of the best male dancers on the planet. One of the best male dancers on the planet. Top three.
Hands down.
That motherfucker could dance his ass off. Damn, I need to take a job with Cancer Matigas.
We all got a lot of years in that shit.
We got to link up soon, though. Maybe we can meet at the pack next week or something.
That sounds good, yeah.
Yeah,
that
let's make
good.
It happen. Jay, reach out to Jay Sean and we can go. Oh, Jay Sean, we got to go to the thing tomorrow. Angie Martinez, you going?
Oh, yeah. Oh, you going there?
But you want to take it, though. But, nigga, why went on the fucking website and it sold out? So I'm going to walk right in there with you, and I'm going to go to the other side of the bar. And we meet up at the end of the night. Trace, you just put
You put me on blast because I ain't tell nobody when it was. I just say I wanted to take it.
Nigga.
Yeah. Everybody's gonna be like, oh, you going tomorrow, huh? It's tomorrow, huh? Yeah.
What is it?
Nah. Check that.
The Angie Martinez. I won tickets off the radio, Scorpio, to the Angie Martinez barbecue. Tomorrow.
Oh, get out of here. Where is it gonna locate it?
I always win. But look, hold on one second. We got somebody else want to come in. Hold on one second.
All right.
Okay. Good seeing you, from me.
3282. 3282 on the line. 3282. Hello.
Hi, 3282.
3282. You on the line? Oh, got disconnected. I think. That was fun, man.
Come on, man.
He must have got. He probably gonna call back. Look, yo, I'm gonna go to a song. We gonna come right back. And everybody, if you on the line, if you want to speak to Tracy, press 1.
Come through.
If you want to give a shout out, anything you want to do, press 1. Everybody out there, click on the link. Thank you for clicking on the link. If you wanna speak to Tracy, you gotta call the number and then press 1. Oh, wait a minute, we got 3282 back. One second.
3282, let's go.
Yeah. 3282, you on the line?
Yeah, I hit the wrong button, Jay. What's going on?
You hit the wrong button. It's okay. What's going on?
Click over. Not much. I just wanted to
listening to the show?
Yeah. I wanted to say, of course, I listen every week. You know, Jay, come on. You know, you're my man. You know that. We're all in the same business together. And I just want to say hello to Chicago.
Doris?
That's
Doris.
How you been?
Oh, I know his voice anywhere.
Everybody says that. When I call Lord, I try to disguise my voice. Lord said, Forrest, that's you.
Oh, my fucking God, yo.
How you been, baby?
Him and Scorpio wanted to pit me. Remember you used to want to pit me? No, he had shit in sight ready to cut my motherfucking head off. I was like, God damn. I said, motherfucker. And that motherfucker used to be like, Chicago, what's up? Nothing, nigga. I like to sell my cookie with no tax, nigga.
hey, Chicago, which one of your sisters used to go with my man Pleasure? Because he was in the group that I managed.
No, I don't want to say her name, but I was just about to say it. But that was my best friend. That's my cousin as well, but that was my best friend.
What was her dad's name? I can't say her name
on live like that.
You could say her dad's name, right? Not a government.
No. Illusion.
No?
Illusion.
There you go. I was trying to remember that name. I was talking to Jeff.
That was my fucking rider. Like, we was everywhere together. Oh,
right,
my God.
Right. Cause she had the black.
Yeah,
I'm doing great, baby. Yeah, I'm doing good. You know, I can't complain, you know. And just hanging in there, you know. I retired. I was shocked to hear that you retired last year, 2020.
Shut the fuck up. Let me tell you something. I bet y'all look better than your girlfriend. And she probably 12 years old.
Ooh.
But I'm 22.
I like that.
And you
in Chicago. I like them young, but not that young, baby. That's jail, baby.
Whatever.
I can't do that. Come on.
21. But you used to be like, Forrest, I can't. Remember at the Eleganza and shit? You used to be like, Forrest. Him and Jamelius have dibs and shit.
Only on this podcast we bring people together.
Yo.
We've been friends over 20 years. You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
that's what's up.
Oh yeah.
This is when promoting was promoting. This is when everybody was doing their thing.
Oh yeah, Forrest was the man. You used to do the men too, right?
I did male and female,
Yeah, at Cayenne, he was we used to be in that bitch every Thursday. Remember
every
fucking
Thursday.
Irvington Manor?
Irvington Manor, that's where Lord used to give his
Damn, I miss being a young hoe. Ain't nothing like being a Let me tell you something, bitch. Me and my bitch used to catch these niggas.
Jay, check this out, Chicago. You remember this? One day, I gave a show in Patterson at the 351 Club, I think it was, on Market Street.
I'm saying hi.
211.
My sister, L.A. Come on inside. But no, you still in the building. That's my sister. Fathers, I don't think you ever met my sisters. Because I didn't want to stick in front of them. Like,
No. I knew you and I knew Illusion. That was it right there.
Nigga. And you think I'm crazy. You know Chicago. You ain't been to L.A. You ain't been to L.A. out this bitch. Ain't no secret out this motherfucker.
Anything LA say, go.
Everybody, hold on 1 minute. What we gonna do? Check this out. I gotta play this. Okay. I gotta play a song. Promote this guy record. I'm gonna play a song.
Okay.
And we gonna come right back with Chicago, LA. Scorpio and Farce, and we just gonna have some fun here tonight.
Let's get some fun, guys. Fun. Oh my God,
everybody,
we already was on a half hour in,
everybody,
but I was already taping it somewhere else.
Everybody, just hold on. We gonna be right back after this song.
Everything virtual, but we're live though, so we can move on.
Yeah, she throw it back, I'm like, hold up, yeah. Ayy, in the cream soda, eh. Got some gas, nigga, roll up, eh. She make it clap, do the soldier, yeah. She throw it back, I'm like, hold up, yeah. Ayy, in the cream soda, eh. Got some gas, nigga, roll up, eh.
Fly nigga, I be floating out Rolls Royce. If she want me, then she got me, you got no choice. We getting money and we popping, you make no noise. Yeah, party bad bitches, we want no boys. Big mansion in the hills, I'm Uncle Elroy. Throw my money, do my dance while they stare on. She gon' bust me down cause my bank long. I just made a 50, ain't no bank loan. I be jiggin' with a beeper, hit the payphone. Get it in with my meager, split the pesos. Might need you for the neck, but I don't chase hoes. I can get you for the checks, I want the bank rolls. Your bitch gon' eat the D, I call it Mickey D's. All this water on my neck, I'm drippin' VVs. Put the ice up on my wrist, and we're in a D3s. Had to pull up in that Benz, I'm goin' D3s. Like my nigga can't five, I tell him B's. My cousin banger for the five, he bangin' big B's. But my homies from the other side, I don't bang cause they bang for me otherwise. Fly nigga, I be floating out Rolls Royce. If she want me, then she got me, you got no choice. We getting money and we popping, you make no noise. Yeah, party bad bitches, we want no boys. Big mansion in the hills, I'm Uncle Elroy. Throw my money, do my dance while they stare on. She gon' bust me down cause my bank loan. I just made a 50, ain't no bank loan.
She think I love her, I'm just guessing like Valero. Hop in the coupe with a bird, she's a sparrow. Niggas mad cause I keep shooters like LaMelo. Don't be mad, your niggas softer than some pillows. See what some pointers in your ear, bitch, these igloos. And what I spent on the chain cause I saved. She just tryna kick it, I ain't Luke Kane. Big Bentley whippin', talking Moose Sane. Big nigga drip, make a sucker than the colonist. Door close itself, all I do is press a button it. Bought a B&B, cause that's what I felt like fucking it. Louis V, duffel, yeah, them racks, we be stuffin'. Nigga clap, do the soldier, yeah. She throw it back, I'm like, hold up, yeah. Ayy, in the cream soda, eh. Got some gas, nigga, roll up, eh.
Fly nigga, I be floating out Rolls Royce. If she want me, then she got me, you got no choice. We getting money and we popping, you make no noise. Yeah, party bad bitches, we want no boys. Big mansion in the hills, I'm Uncle Elroy. Throw my money, do my dance while they stare on. She gon' bust me down cause my bank loan. I just made a 50, ain't no bank loan.
Yeah, welcome back to the Keeping It Real with Jay Sean Online Radio Podcast, man. And we just had a, I guess you could call that a blast from the past. I want to welcome everybody back. Listen, if you called in on the phone lines and you wanna give a shout out or you wanna speak or you wanna say something, just press 1. You know, if you wanna talk to Tracy. Or you want to give a shout out or anything you want to do. Tracy, you still here?
I'm right here, my guy.
We got some more people who want to come in on the line. So hold on.
Let's get
see.
It. Okay,
1 second. 4037, you on the line.
Hey,
can y'all hear me?
Yo, what's up? Yeah, I hear you.
What up? I'm coming on here to shout out one of my big homies. He locked up right now. Messiah, Deshaun Mitchell is
real. Oh, okay. Yeah, he just called in a minute ago. The one,
hey,
oh, Messiah.
Yeah.
Oh, Messiah.
I'm one of his artists
out of
Indiana. I'm one of his artists out of Fort Wayne, Indiana. So I was just wanting to shout out to Barrel Records and him for carrying
the team.
Oh,
okay. All right. All right. That's a, where you calling from?
Indiana. Fort Wayne, Indiana.
You calling from Indiana?
Yep.
No, I'm just everybody keeps saying that.
Okay. You way out there. We in New Jersey. You way out there. Have you been listening to some of the show?
I tapped into the last one you had. And then he called me
today.
Today he had me sending some music, and he called me today and was like,
Misha,
yeah, go
get off.
Tune into his radio show. So.
Get off, Misha, right now.
That's what's up, man.
Yeah.
Well, look, thanks for calling, man.
No problem.
Thanks,
hey, if you end up seeing
man,
it,
and,
if you end up seeing
and,
an email
and,
from Ty Honcho, can you hear me?
Wait, hold on. One second. All right, go ahead.
If you end up seeing the email from Ty Honcho, that's me. He had me send in some of my music and everything. But
okay. Ty Honcho? All
right. Yep.
Okay, I got you. All right. Thanks for calling in, bro.
No problem.
All right. Peace.
It's black people, we got to
Hello?
Come together.
Hello?
JJ.
Yeah, we here. That's somebody calling in from Indiana. Damn, we be reaching far. I be having people calling in from Hawaii, like Hawaii, North Dakota,
really?
All over. People be listening to the show. But anyway.
Over there. I want to suck somebody's dick in Hawaii.
You want to suck a dick in Hawaii?
I
want to
suck.
Said that?
If they pay for the trip.
Yeah. If they pay for your trip. they pay for your trip.
And we're going to do a motherfucking.
I got $2,000
to
call it from Hawaii sometime.
Okay.
All the way out in Hawaii. That's some real shit.
My sister.
You
I'm
know,
sorry, I'm on live with Jay Sean on my other phone, so I might have a Tourette syndrome moment, but I'm listening.
Okay, that's all right. But look,
sorry,
okay, look, we gotta get back on this relationship shit 1 minute. That's what people want to hear.
Yes, I love you.
Do you Chicago, do you believe that do you think that all men cheat?
Oh yeah, every man cheats. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So if you believe every man cheat, right?
I'm sorry. God.
Then how would you be able to be in a how would you be able to be in a relationship with one if every man cheats?
You know why? Because as women, like I said, we always have faith. You want to believe, but in the back of our mind, we just. At the end of the day, only women that – this is my personal belief. Only women that not low insecurities, but women that need affection, attention, or some kind of love that would deal with that and know that and deal with it. I've been that woman, and I also have not been that woman. But for me, I think all men have it in them to cheat. I think men has – they could have discipline to pull it off as long as they could. But at the end of the day, eventually you're going to break up because the nigga cheated. The nigga could cheat 20 times, 50 times. That 51st time could be it for you. Every man cheats. I don't give a fuck if he's married. I'm a stripper. I'm a stripper, my nigga. I don't fuck politicians. I don't fuck regular politicians from locally, like everywhere. I don't fuck celebrities, basketball players. Every man cheats. You can have the baddest bitch in the world. Every man cheats. Like, come on.
Only bitch that I think
don't get cheated on is Oprah. Other than that,
you said,
everybody else getting cheated on out this month.
So look, if you said that then, right? If you said you, I mean, since you said that first, I'm gonna say this to you. You don't. How about your conscience? How you feel? How you feel about fucking a man if you know he married?
Well, personally, I was young. He had me when I was young, and this you talking is psychological to me. It's back in the little Kim days, Foxy Brown, and it was like, yo, that was what it was about, getting money. Like, when your mother works every day, you got an older sister, and she going to school, she working, you find friends, you know what I'm saying? And they on that.
Yeah.
You wasn't raised like that, but they on it, and you be like, because I know my sister would have punched me in my mouth, my mother would have knocked my head off, but I was with friends, and you know what I'm saying? Like, that little Kim ever, that Foxy ever, and it's like, if I could get that bitch nigga, I'm the shit. Like, that's what it all was about.
Yeah.
You're young. You don't know no better. Like, you just don't. Your mother could be there. Your mother just work. Your father could work. But let me tell you something. The streets is going to raise you first. And that starts the mentality. You don't be an adult. You don't be a woman in her 30s and 40s fucking with a married man unless he's married and you're married and you're both trying to get out and you just happen to have a one-night stand or some shit. But to fuck with a married man consistently, that nigga either loves you or that's an out for him. Like, that's an out. 9 times out of 10, they don't leave their fucking wives. They don't leave them. They don't leave them.
They not like, gonna leave them. They not.
They
so,
don't leave them.
So do you?
But you're just
so
security
Chicago,
and you're fun. You're fun. That's basically it. You're
Chicago.
Fun.
So look, Chicago. Do you believe that saying that like if a man and a woman is in a relationship and say like a man and a woman, is that a true saying? If somebody don't do it, somebody else will. Like, you know, if your wife ain't doing it, a man will go out and get it from somebody else.
For a woman, it takes a woman have to say that 20 times for that to happen. You know what I'm saying? Because a nigga would think that. He don't even have to say it. He'll think he'll fuck another bitch, bust a nut, keep him moving. But if a woman do it, and if that nigga do it other than you, it's going to be hard to try to get her back because the women don't cheat. For, you know, just to get one on her belt. She cheat for emotional purposes. So it's different. It's different. You know? Men cheat to bust a nut. She got a fat ass, pretty titties, whatever. But a woman cheats for affection, you know, attention. And it's just that's a question that needs to be up in the air.
But ain't it hard for a woman to, because I know it's easy for men to cheat with a lot of different women, but ain't it hard for a woman to cheat with different men without catching feelings? Because women, like you said, women deal with emotions. So ain't it hard for women to sleep with different men? Because women deal with emotions. Ain't that hard?
But when women cheat, 9 times out of 10 or maybe 8 times out of 10, she not cheating with different niggas. She cheating with a nigga that was listening to her when she was complaining about your ass. Because, you know what I'm saying, women don't cheat, like I said. Women don't cheat for notches on a belt. They cheat for emotional connection. So it could be one nigga. And that one nigga is what you need to worry about. Because women, they get attached. Her pussy good, her pussy new, his dick good, his dick new. But if when a man cheat, he just cheats to bust a nut. A woman cheat for emotional purposes. And it will be maybe one nigga. It ain't going to be a whole bunch of niggas unless she's really, like, trying to give some niggas some shit, because women don't do that. Like, women don't do that. It'll be a knock on the belt that you don't know.
So you ever been in a relationship and cheated on your man?
Yeah, when I was young. Mm-hmm.
So look, let me ask you this. So if you've been in a relationship and cheated, if you was in a relationship and you cheated on your man, right? When you cheat on your man, are you doing the same things in bed with the guy you cheating with that you do with your man? Or is it I'm
going to
cheat, but
I'm
not going to do certain things. Like I'm not going to give him head or nothing because I don't know him yet. Or are you doing everything like that you do with your man? Are you doing that or more than that?
I'd rather get him head than pussy. Either way, anything, like as far as thinking outside of what you have is cheating. But if I'm a cheat, nigga, I'm sucking dick. I don't want to fuck, but I just want to suck his dick. I don't give a fuck. I mean, it is what it is. I just want to suck dick. I don't want nobody entering. Like, you got to be really that nigga. But other than that, I just want to suck dick. If it's cheating, whatever, open, I'm just fucking. I just want to suck dick.
Some Somebody texted me and said that's how they got in the situation they in. I don't know what they talking about.
I got
but,
nothing to do with that.
No, why I'm saying that is because, like, sometimes in my brain, I often wonder, like, if a female had a man or a husband or a boyfriend, right? And then she met somebody else she wanted to cheat with, right?
She's so sweet. Oh, I got the number.
If if a female had a man and then she met somebody she wanted to cheat with, I often wonder, do she do the same thing with the man she cheating with? With her man at home, you know what I mean? Or do, like, the guy she cheating with, do, like, he don't get the whole shit, the whole package, you know what I mean?
Niggas
he just get a little
up.
Bit.
Niggas know what's up. If you not coming to her house, you already know she got a man, whatever. But niggas, now, back in my day, I mean, I'm not that old, but I'm definitely not young. And back in my day, ain't no nigga play no side nigga. They was like, yo, I'm going to take care of you, keep it moving. There was no side niggas. These were grown men that was taking care of their business. I don't know what this shit is now. These niggas be, they are, oh, my God. Like, they, nigga, no. It's different. Like, it's just, I don't know how to explain it. It's like a different day and age. Like, even if you knew you was a side nigga, you don't treat her as that. You knew she had a man, but she wasn't happy, and he did whatever he had to do to get you out of that. And 9 times out of 10, he was old. He wasn't no young niggas. Like, young niggas ain't dealing with that. But an older man that got his shit together, yo, he gonna take your bitch. I don't give a fuck how young you think you are, how big dick you think you are. A stable man is gonna take your bitch. I got taken plenty of times out this motherfucker.
That's crazy. That's real though. That's crazy. So
I love you.
So look, since you said that about that, the next question I gotta ask. This is a question I always ask: is do size really matter? Of a dick.
To some women, yeah. To me, no. No.
No, so you would take somebody with you could love somebody with a big penis just like you could love somebody with a small penis.
Niggas don't know who I fucked with. I done dealt with niggas who basically should have had pussies. So size don't matter.
You say you done mess with niggas that what?
I met some niggas that I was in relationships with that they was better off having pussies. That's how small their dicks were. So I was in love about this bitch. Trust me. So size does get to me.
So you was in love,
it doesn't matter. I like it fat more than big, like long, and I like it fat, like mushroom tip type shit.
Oh, you like it better fat than long?
I like it fat. I like it fat because I'm a sucker, you know.
That's what I got a fact. That's what I ain't on.
And you know
fact.
What? Out of 25 years, you ain't going to never find the fuck out. And let me tell you something, Jay Sean. If it was to ever go there, I promise you, it'll erase all the years we know each other. Once you cross that, I lost one of my closest friends, and I slipped up. You know? Yeah. I gave him some.
Me and your sisters always been cool. We always been cool as hell. We could joke about anything. We could talk about anything. Y'all like the realest females I ever knew in my life. You know what I'm saying? Y'all is real. You know what I mean? Like y'all gonna give it to people straight. Y'all gonna give it to people straight. You know what I mean?
Okay. You can love
that's,
me.
That's
hate
what
me.
I know.
You got off. I'm with fuck.
So. Okay, that's about right. Somebody said people never like to answer that question directly, but I don't know what question I asked you that you didn't answer.
I don't know what they said. A female
said that. I asked you a question, but you didn't. I don't know what question that was. Whoever that is out there listening is texting me. Text me and tell me what I asked her that she didn't answer directly. Because I don't really remember what that was. That I asked her that she didn't answer directly.
I just want to fuck Vic before outside close back up.
What?
I just want to fuck Vic before outside close back. Actually, I'm taking a survey. Okay, whoever go first, you're going to get 50% off, okay?
Whoever go first,
oh,
what?
Because yeah. I'm trying to marathon it. I'm trying to suck dick before the outside clothes. Trying to get it popping.
Who said that? Who that?
That's me.
That's you, Tracy, or your sister?
I'm about to put my sister on in a minute so she can hold it down while I go to my
father. I thought that was your sister talking. I ain't know.
Hey, don't we sound like, hey, Aisha, my cousin, Yolanda. Oh,
yeah, I didn't know who that was. So look, Tracy, who to blame for the way shit is nowadays, for real, relationships? Because I'm telling you, all shit is fake. All shit is fake. You got people that's married that's cheating. I know people that been married for 20 years and fucking a nigga on the side 20 years. I know females that's cheating more than niggas.
Men are
who to blame? Who to blame?
If you say the blame for total or relationships, of course not. But I'm saying as far as, like, me personally, I'm at the age of my life where I don't want to apologize for what I say because I know exactly what I'm saying. Like, as far as black families together, as I'm getting older, I will prefer black to stay with black, white to stay with white. Like, I'm that type. I think as far as the families breaking up, it has a lot to do with the men. I think it has a lot to do with the men. Women, we love our black men. I can't speak for no other race. I'm talking about as a black woman. Okay?
Okay.
I don't want no other race other than my black men. But sometimes they make it so hard on us that we look other ways because they don't got their shit together. And personally, I'm not talking financially. Because you could meet a millionaire and that nigga treat you like shit. I'll build with a nigga. I done bought a nigga a barbershop. Trust me, I'll build with a nigga. But at the end of the day, I think men need to hold and stand their ground. I don't think when you start mixing races and beliefs and religions, that's what fucked everything up. Everything.
Can you stop laughing because I don't see shit funny.
I'm talking about relationships and religions.
Could you marry and love a man who didn't give oral sex?
Wait a minute.
That's a question somebody.
If I'm gonna have a husband on the side, you gonna suck his dick and eat my pussy, but you gonna suck something. You is not walking in.
No, if you could you marry him? Could you marry a man who didn't? Could you marry a man who didn't eat pussy?
The next man I marry is going to be in polygamy. So he's either going to be married to a woman or married to a man. So he's either going to suck dick or eat pussy. That answers two questions next.
Are you confusing me?
Exactly.
The next man you marry, he's going to be able to, what you said, suck dick or eat pussy?
Yeah. I'm going to be in a polygamous relationship, whether he's bisexual or a straight man. I don't want no more regular relationship. That shit just don't work for me. I want to try something different.
Okay. So you want to mess with a guy, a man to go both ways?
I mean, I'll try it. They have condoms for women and men. I'll try it. I mean, two dicks in the mouth at the same time.
No, like, nothing wrong with that.
Oh,
I hear
mother,
you.
I
ain't nothing. You gotta like what you gotta like. Ask your sister LA, do size matter?
Ask her right here. Jayshon says
LA,
size
LA,
matter.
Do size matter?
No.
Mm-hmm.
Why not?
Exactly. Have a loser dick and his money long. So size don't matter.
Huh?
I said he got a little dick, but his money long, so size don't matter.
Is money long?
If his money long, I don't give a fuck what size his dick is.
No,
I'm talking about for love. LA in the building now. Jayshon brought me in, guys. Tracy took a 1-minute break.
Okay, what's up? What's up, LA? What's going on?
I'm good. Still out here getting this money as well.
You as damn. You know, I said that in the beginning. I never
ain't nothing changing shit. Ain't nothing changing the motherfucker thing.
I never met no sisters like y'all in my life. Y'all are realists.
Yeah, but I don't understand
why
it's hard for females to understand that. We love every fucking body. They bring the problems to us. We don't bring the problems to nobody. They bring the problems to us. But ask me, I don't give a fuck. Tell you the truth.
Could you go to bed with a handicapped person?
Yeah, I go to bed with a handicapped person. He get SSI. I want some of that shit. I don't give a fuck.
No, somebody,
if that white bitch could do it to that old ass man that was 100-something years old, what was that? Anna Nicole could do it, I could fucking do it too. What makes that any damn different?
So,
and that's a benefit for me, because that means I got to take care of this bitch for the rest of his life. So his money take care of the household plus me? Hell yeah, I'll fuck with a handicapped person. Chicago want me to say hi to her gas people. Yashika Wimbley, how you doing?
Somebody, L.A., somebody just inboxed me and said, could you be faithful to one man?
Yes, and I have. I have been married for 17 years. A lot of people didn't know because in the beginning of my relationship, I got married in October. I tried my fucking best. December, that bitch was out my house. I tried for 2 months. Hold me down.
Oh, you said you tried for 2 months?
Chica Wimbley is waving. She's coming, Wimbley. I'm just holding her down.
She just won the first Friday, bitch. She just said first Friday.
Yeah, for everyone who wants signed autographs, first Friday, we'll be there. Chicago, L.A., and Secret.
Picked up $100 off.
Yeah, but that's what she said.
That's the Juneteenth price.
The Juneteenth price. We're on the first Friday. So who all?
Juneteenth price.
No disrespect to the women, but who all men that want their dick sucked. We out there tonight. We out there at Masonic Temple tonight. For all those who want to keep their man home, better do it tonight. This is the fucking night.
Where y'all gonna
here.
Be at? Where
Masonic
y'all?
Masonic Temple, Masonic motherfucking Temple. I told you this gonna be the night. Fuck this. You done got LA up here now. I ain't coming outside for nothing.
Hey.
So just to let you guys know.
Oh,
but
man,
any
so
woman,
anybody,
if you want to help with your relationship, we here to help too.
Anybody,
we here to help at home, anything. Yeah.
Anybody wants some head tonight, go to Masonic Temple.
Home improvement section.
250,
we out
250
here.
Broadway.
If your man
Broadway,
is more
Patterson,
with you
because
you don't
Jersey.
Like to swallow and home
but look,
improvement. What?
But look, how much they got to bring with them? Y'all at Masonic Temple, but how much they
no
got to bring?
It's in the beginning of the month.
It ain't tricking if you got
it. Ain't nobody broke.
And all these PPE checks and shit out. And unemployment.
If you got
I don't give a fuck.
Nigga.
Come on.
How much money? The phone is messing up. Yo. The phone blinked out. We're gonna have to go to a song. We'll be right back. I hope it ain't blink out because we were just talking about. But we're gonna go to a song and we'll be right back with LA. Oh my gosh. LA and Chicago. They setting it straight. Somebody texting me asking me what happened. They wanna hear the rest of what they gotta say. I wanna hear the rest of what they gotta say. We're going to go to a record right now, and we'll be right back after this song on the Keeping It Real with Jay Sean on my radio podcast.
Yeah, open up, the time has come for focus. Every opus has its spark to notice what's become its purpose. Same with humans, we've come to breathe thought in a world of ruin. Simply put, there's light to guide us through the promised land, holding hands with like-minded missions. Every listen is a war cry, and listen malicious to touch the sky. Envision your masterpiece's final stroke, a personal Van Gogh, priceless among reproductions, unsung but original. We've come to inspire, the drum swing is something of a hypnotist. This is just a fire set to spark ideas to lost reject. Each penny pitched is the thought of a sunset. Hope to rise, any glitches caught, cause we're not done yet with hope surprise. I've seen tomorrow's morning as the night dies with no regret. Time flies on the wing of a breath with one request. I try to be a better me with every footstep to destiny. Praying the legacy left is worth a penny for your thoughts. There's a price for art that's paved in blood and tears. You'll never live until you conquer fear. That's why we're here, it's clear as crystal. So steer clear of the divisive, or when life hits you, humble won't begin to explain and plain. Just be decisive with each decision, take a guess at what the price is. If you're willing to pay the cost, any losses, collateral damage, the fanatical manage the extreme for the blood curdling. No matter the stance, you can't circumvent the consequences. The intent is freedom, this is just the tip of the berg. All slip, but let's just hope you don't choke on your word. The day that I broke the absurd lamping in the alleyway with smiley face, a gutless reaction that perforates the sound he makes. Life is but a fraction of existence, that's why there's nothing new under the sun. Cycle of repetition.
Our music kind of really retains our life. So over the course of years, music sticks to our ribs, and then we put it out, you know. So a lot of, not all of our music is adventures in cutting song out of solid wood, you know. Like a lot of times, we're making our music because that's what we're doing for the evening, or that's what we're doing for the week, you know. So it's really mired in us, and I think it gives it a certain touch, and it definitely lends. Our music is it's another world, it's its own world, and at its best, I think it's when you're aware and listening to it in headphones, you're in our space for a second or two, you know what I mean? And that's what our music offers. Most of the charm in our music lies in its the fingerprints and the nicks and the stings and the edges. All be a man, be a man, be a man, be a man.
Welcome back to the Keeping It Real with Jay Sean. I'm ready. Y'all back on the line. I don't know what happened. Maybe because we were talking about crazy shit. Maybe the app did that. I don't know. But look.
Where y'all following
from? Who this? Tracy or LA? Who this?
He said, I know it's back to Chicago. What up?
Okay, no, I'm getting ready to let y'all go. But look, Tracy.
Well, honey,
Tracy.
Honey, rap
about
this bitch.
Oh, what about Tracy.
Here? Sorry, Jay Sean. I can't.
No, that's all right.
Tracy. LA said, come to the bill, honey, round. Wait, I'm... Jace, what's up, Jace?
Hold on. I got to ask you one more. Tracy.
Yeah, I'm right here.
Tracy. Yeah, go ahead and tell everybody about your cleaning, your business, your business before I let you go.
Thank you, Jay Sean. Well, I had my cleaning service actually for 2 years, but it stopped when COVID hit. So I took a hiatus, had to wait a year for my mom. But it's basically just a cleaning service. Like, you know, I know a lot of people working and, you know, just like I do a deep cleaning because of COVID, all my products are all natural or they are all organic. And 50%, I got 50% for all black business owners, no matter what the business is. If you looked on my Facebook, you see the prices and it's sliced in half for all black business owners. And that's just period. And then out of all the proceeds, 50% is going to go to Stroke Foundation. So I want to go to, like, nursing homes, recreation centers, or rehabilitation centers and just help people paint, try to get their memory back, try to paint a portrait of themselves, portrait of their families, and just have, like, a family day to try to get their memory back, because that's how my mom's passed. She kept having multiple strokes, and then, you know, it just took a toll, you know. So I just want to, you know, help them while they go through their dementia, recovering from strokes. And that's like 50% of that is going to go to the, you know, Stroke Foundation and just going to nursing homes and just helping the elderly out, trying to get their memory back from stroke, you know, post-stroke.
So if somebody wants their house cleaned, how they can get in touch with you?
Well, I posted everything, but my the work number is 973, and it's going to be 689-5461. Tracy Hickman 00228 at gmail.com. You can hit me on Facebook, Tracy Hickman. You can hit me on Instagram, Trey Boogie, TraeBoogie. And it's a red hat. I don't know how many Trey Boogies on Instagram, but it's a red hat. And just basically that's my focus right now. Like, I just want to keep people home, clean, and safe. That's all.
So is it just strictly cleaning, right? You ain't cleaning with bikinis on or nothing. It's just strictly cleaning.
I'm gonna start. No, I already have that, but I wanted to promote this. What is about to like re back up, and people are gonna be locked down in their home. So I want to do like deep cleaners before they be locked in their home. But I had it on. I had it on websites. I've done all of that. Private. I was doing WhatsApp videos, Cash Apping me. Like I was getting it popping. Like, I ain't had a 9-to-5 since 95. Like, I've been getting popping.
You've been real. See, the hot seat wasn't that bad, right? The hot seat on the show wasn't that bad. It wasn't nothing at all. It's just having fun. But look, anybody
out
there,
you know what
I'm saying?
I know a lot of single men.
If you need your house cleaned or anything, Tracy got her own cleaning business. They'll come through. And you just tell them what you need, and they'll take it from there. And she giving a half price discount, I think she said. Mm-hmm. Just call her up. And talk, you know, support. You know what
but,
I mean? Support
yeah.
her. You know what I'm saying?
And my friends,
I might even, I might even have to support you. I might even have to support you. You know, I live alone. I might even have to support you. Shit,
hey,
you know, I ain't the expert in what I do. So you know, we gotta support
some.
Each other.
Business. We have to. You know what I mean? Like, and then like we're gonna have to do a part two, part three. But when I want to get some callers. Like, if we got some last minute callers, if you want, yeah, like, I mean, bitch, I want to suck some dick. Like, what the fuck? I'm going through withdrawals right now.
This girl just texted me. She said she need her house clean. So I'm gonna give you her number. The lady who just texted me, we want to support Tracy. You know what I mean? But okay, but look,
it's called
they gonna be. Oh, wait a minute. Hold on. We got another caller. Hold on, Tracy. Hold on.
Okay. Free plug.
1782. 1782. You on the line, DJ Sean?
Hey, what's good, Jack?
Who
what's
that?
Good? Who this?
That's one.
This Ty.
Who?
Who?
This
B guy.
Oh, B guy. What's going on, B?
What's good, yo? Yo, y'all
what's
that bitch wildin'.
Yeah, we wildin' up here. We wildin' up here tonight.
Well, you know I fuck with you, Jay.
My nigga.
You know.
What's good, Trey?
When my mother died, that
motherfucker
bought it the whole night. Like, he...
Yeah, now I fuck with you. Yo, you gotta stop saying that shit, telling that story too, Jay, for real, like...
Have no
yeah, nah, but I don't be off that type of shit. I don't be like, you know, I don't do it for that. What story? No, she was just about to compliment me for taking her sisters out to the comedy club. Monique, you know, I fucks with Monique too, so I had took them all out and a couple more friends and stuff. We was kind of deep and shit, like Kim and them Dodd's mother. We rode there like 10 deep.
Like it's crazy.
Oh,
yeah,
oh
but I fuck with Trey through the movies, everything. Like, you know what I mean? That's
I love
stuff. I thought you.
And she keep it real too. I caught it late, but yo, y'all was wild and I fucks with y'all though.
Oh my god.
Hey B, I thought you was gonna send me some music.
Hey Jay, you know what, man? I've been so busy and shit today. Like, you know what I mean? I'm just getting dressed and shit, getting out the shower. But like, I forgot to send
next week, man.
To the email. Yeah, but you got my old music. You could have did that shit on the strength. You could have played that shit.
I'll be playing some of your shit. I'll be playing Love Conditional.
Yeah, but I got a new one I'm about to drop called The Field. You know what I mean? With my man Steps and shit. You know what I mean? That singing
okay.
dance and shit. So it's gonna be crazy. It's time for the girls, right, you know what I mean?
All right. Well, you might as well go on down to the Masonic Temple then.
Hell no, nigga, I ain't going to the temple. I'm going to see my man Glow perform, baby. Glow perform. I ain't fucking around.
Nope. Shut the fuck up.
If Tracy gonna be there, I'll be there.
Oh, we there, my nigga.
You must have heard what they said.
Nah, I told you, I just got it. I put it late.
They said they said anybody want their dick sucked, come on down to the Masonic Temple.
Alright, yo, I'm definitely there, man.
I might meet you there, B God.
Word, I'm about to go to this show though, yo, y'all shut up. I'm gonna see you, Jay.
Alright, alright,
be good, Jay.
Alright, peace.
I love you.
Hey, Tracy.
Yo.
Trace.
What up?
Trace, before I let you go, I ask all my guests before they leave, I ask them this one question, so I got to ask you this before you leave.
Oh,
is love real?
Yeah. Will you actually
love
believe in it? It's real. Oh yeah, it's an emotion. Everybody's emotions, but it's real. It's real.
Everybody I ask always says love real. You know, I'm the only one to say love ain't real, but everybody say love is real.
I love my wigs. Let me tell you something, my nigga. I got a closet full of them. I love my wigs. Love is real, my nigga. It's real because I love,
love
my
is
wigs
real
more than I love
you
dick.
Love your wigs.
I love my wig, my hair, my fucking my lace fronts, my whole wig, my half wigs, my frontals. I love my shit hair more than I love niggas. I liked it. I would like a man, but I love my hair. I'm sorry. I love it real. Love is
so
real.
So we learned a lot. Hey, Tracy, we learned a lot about you tonight. You like to be choked. You like to be called dirty names.
Yeah, and I like
threesomes.
I like threesomes.
Threesomes too?
I love threesomes. They got to be with either two men, and I want a tranny or a man. I don't want no regular straight men because they fucking weird.
What?
Straight men are weird. They get good men. I mean, good woman. They get a good woman that cook, clean, suck, fuck, do whatever you want, and they still cheat.
Can you?
They weird. Give me a fucking gay nigga.
How about somebody just Tracy? How about somebody disabled, Tracy? Can you make a house call?
Disabled? Wait, how much is that check every month? Am I going to be included in the 4C's thing to get a check every month? Wait. I personally, if he got any, like, punctures to his wounds, like, if he got, like, a trichotomy or colostomy bag.
Nothing wrong with the dick and all that shit like that.
I couldn't tell
my somebody just
shit.
Text me that. Somebody just text me that.
Yo,
y'all wow. Y'all wow. Y'all wow.
You said he. Wait.
Y'all wow. Y'all wow. Listen, I'm getting ready to let you go. I'm going to ask you. Look, Tracy, one more thing. Hey, Tracy, can one woman be too much for one man?
One woman ain't enough for two men.
Ain't
enough for one man. Nigga, it's 22,000 men to one woman.
No, I mean like it's in a situation like you got a man, but he might be satisfying you, but your appetite is more. Is that normal?
That's normal. When do you have the same, like, men, they...
No, what I, you know what I mean? Can, like, do women
yeah,
get tired of the same dick? Do women get tired of the same dick like men get tired of the same pussy?
No. I can't answer for nobody else but me. I could fuck the same dick, the only dick, for the rest of my life. I can do that. I was faithful for one day. And I know I can do it. But, no, I believe that. Like, honestly, I believe a woman could fuck with one guy for the rest of her life, but he can't fuck her for the rest of his life. Totally different.
Right. That's real. That's real. That's real.
Mm-hmm.
I like that.
That's why
real.
I believe in polygamy.
LA is love real?
Love is blind. Is love real, bro?
No. It's a myth.
Oh.
Tupac.
Yeah, that's what I say. I say I miss the fuck love. I don't believe in love.
No.
Everybody who ever told
you love and it can be taken away from you. That don't make sense. That's just like people saying it's a God, but we never met him.
Right.
Everybody else,
I know my wings.
I'm serious.
I know my wings. Those could be snatched from you and taken away, so it don't mean shit.
I know
that's something that can get taken away from you.
Right. My wings ain't getting taken away from me. That's what I love and who loves me back.
That's just my personal interest.
My
wings.
No, that's real. Before I let y'all go, one more thing. Anal. Yes or no? Anal. Yes or no?
If I can't do it to you, you can't do it to me.
Huh?
If I can't do it to you, you can't do it to me.
If
so
you can't
you what,
do what to him,
ass,
if you can't do what to him,
you in your ass. What? You like your ass fucked, Jason? You want me to touch your ass?
No.
You want to touch my ass? You want to touch my ass? Because I'm gonna fuck you in yours. If I can't do it to you, you can't do it to me. Sorry.
Yeah.
If you got your toes licked, I was dog walking shit. I'll be all but I'll put hands between them bitches
shit,
with the butt.
Yo, with that,
but
with
you
that,
wanna
with
fuck
that
me
big
my ass, bitch? I'm a motherfucking easy eat your ass. Vaseline like a motherfucker.
And people, everybody texting me laughing. Everybody everybody texting me laughing faces at that. Hold on. One more caller. I'm gonna let y'all go. One more caller. Somebody must have liked that ass statement. Hold on, one more caller.
Okay,
one more caller.
I got another thing.
6052.
This is
me. 6052, you on the line. What's good?
What's good, Jay? From Brooklyn.
What's good, God? I think
up,
Brooklyn.
What's
it's
good?
The guy from Brooklyn. What's up?
Yeah, look, I wasn't going to call in, but when she said some shit like that, this is the hottest radio.
I know that's what made you call in when she said, about the ass shit.
This shit not go viral. Because, yo, look, she a trooper. If a motherfucking nigga let her in the ass, something is wrong with that nigga, ma. That nigga alone.
But you must have listened to what I said before that. I said, from this point on, I want to be in a polygamous relationship, whether it's with a man and a woman or two men. So if he want to play in my ass, I'm going to play in his.
Wow. Well, if that made you call, then you must be down with that, then, Brooklyn.
What's your name?
Brooklyn. I'm from Brooklyn.
He's from Brooklyn.
I said it hurt when I shit, so not going to my ass.
I said... I'm going to fucking, if he want to fuck me in my ass, I'm going to fuck him in his. That don't apply. Let that shit fly. Next caller.
Yeah. No. The only reason I just want to let everybody know this is the hottest podcast in the nation. That's what I'm saying.
But if you ever listen
to Jay Sean.
He a big supporter. He always supports the show.
This is the podcast you need to listen to. She know who I am once you see me.
I'm going to put you on blast because people always say that. I'd be like, nope. They just be like, you know me. No, I know your man, but I don't remember you, but I don't know who you
I still want to know what y'all mean by if somebody fucked you in the ass, you're going to fuck them in the ass. How you going to fuck them in the ass?
I'm going to fuck them in the ass.
Huh?
I'm not gonna waste my breath. Are you interested in getting fucked in the ass? I got to go to first Friday. I gotta change my clothes. You know how much air I gotta waste.
Hey, y'all teaching women too much. Now all women gonna be saying, if you fuck me in the ass, I'm gonna fuck you in the ass. Why?
I mean, that's just me. My next relationship is either going to be with a bisexual man or a fucking gay man.
Because it's going on anyway.
It is what it is. So I'm going to fuck you in your ass. I don't want no conventional. I don't want no regular.
How? How? How are you gonna fuck him in his ass with your finger?
What the fuck you mean, bruh? You looked at gay porn before. You know what the fuck happens. I got strap-ons, and I will fuck your wife and fuck you at the same time. Because I can get a double.
Somebody just text me and said, I got you. They said they got me. They got me. If they left, I could fuck them in the ass. See, y'all fucking up the game now. Now you got somebody texting me.
No, they fucking up the game.
They
got to
fuck me.
A real man would have hung the fuck up. A real nigga would have hung up like this bitch wildin'.
No.
So you fishing? Listen, hit me up on my Instagram, because you guys got to start charging you for consultations and shit. I ain't going to tell you I'm going to fuck this for free. You going to have to fucking pay me for my cash at Tracy Hickman, dollar sign, capital TCR, capital A-P-Z-I-C-K.
No, somebody that let me fuck them in the ass just texted me and said, now, for me to fuck them in the ass, I got to let them fuck me in the ass. So y'all done fucked me up now. Y'all done fucked up the game.
To me, I got to do it. It's painful. So for me to do that, I got to really love you. I got to be submissive. So listen, I want to know if you love me too, bitch. So bend the fuck up. Easy E out this bitch. I'm going to Vaseline your ass real quick.
Y'all the best, for real. Hold up. Tracy, L.A., y'all the best, man, for real.
I love you, Jack.
I mean, y'all the best, man. I love y'all. I mean, for real, I love y'all. Y'all the best, man. You was on here longer than I thought you was going to be on here. I didn't do nothing else I was supposed to do. But look, y'all enjoy the rest of y'all evening. You know what I'm saying? Somebody said they hope y'all pussy smell good. They people still texting me. I gotta let y'all go. We only got like 10 minutes. I gotta pay these bills. I gotta pay these bills. Y'all got people going crazy now. Look, I want to thank y'all for calling. Y'all going to the Masonic Temple? And just go to the Masonic Temple and tell me you listen.
Ain't no secret up in this bitch. But you got to go, Jay Sean?
No, I just got to, I got to pay bills before that show get off the air. But look, it's been real. You know what
I love
saying? You know how I feel about y'all and your sister that ain't there. That's my girl, Latasha. That's my girl. You know, she always support me.
She's knocking on my door right now. That bitch
y'all always support me. You know what I mean? No matter what I do. Latasha tell me, whenever you need me, Jay, just call me. That's all she tell me. Whenever you need me, just call me. And all of y'all is cool as hell. All of y'all been in my movies. You know what I mean? And it's just been real. I'm going to try to get y'all back again, but I'm going to try to see a time when I can get all three of y'all back.
Okay. We're going to work it out.
You know what I mean? But look, anybody out there, don't forget Tracy got the house cleaning service. No job is too big. No job is too small. If you need the number, give me a call. I'll give you the number, and we'll hook it up like that. And I just want to thank y'all. For coming on the show, Trace. Like, you know, y'all real. You, L.A., y'all real. Go ahead.
Hi, Jay.
Who that?
Tasha.
Who that, Latasha? That's Latasha?
Yes. I'm that black.
Oh, what's good? Hey, what's going on?
Hey.
How you doing?
I'm fine, you.
All right, you know I got to get you on my show. I got to get you on the radio show.
All right, let me know. I'm there.
I want to thank y'all for coming on. You know what I mean?
I love you, Jay Sean. I love you so much. Let's get this triple threat going, okay?
Right.
And we got to do a two-hour show.
We're gonna do the whole 2 hours.
No, but listen, I'm gonna hit your ass up. I see you in Elizabeth tomorrow.
Yeah.
Love you.
Bye.
All right. See y'all later, man.
Bye, boo. Love you, Jay.
I love y'all, too.
That's my guy. I love him so much.
Wow, that's been a real show. You still out here, Brooklyn?
Yes, sir.
The guy from Brooklyn still here? Man, that's been a real show, man, right there. Mm-hmm. We got like 5 minutes left, so I gotta thank everybody that called in on the line. people still texting me about getting head. Yo, them females right there, I love them girls right there, man. I never met, it's not only one of them, it's three of them. And they all got the same energy. And you might, and females out there might be feeling some type of way, but you got them all wrong. You know what I'm saying? Them some of the realest females, some of the honest females, and respectful females you would ever meet. They just real. And that's what's wrong with the world today. People like afraid to be real. You know what I mean? And you can't be like that. You know what I'm saying? Live and let live. If you want to suck dick, suck dick. If you want to lick ass, lick ass. Whatever you want to do, that's what you do. You heard it from the mouth of the babes. You know what I mean? Those girls not slow. Those girls, they not low on comprehending. Them is intelligent black women that's keeping it real and living life to the fullest, because tomorrow not promised to you. And that's what it's all about. That's what it's all about on my show. That's why I call it the Keeping It Real show. And I only bring guests out here to keep it real. I had a couple of people who come out here and faked it. And they can't come back to the show. You have to keep it real when you come on this show. And that's all you're going to get. You're going to get 2 hours of keeping it real. And that's what we do all the time. Everybody out there who clicked on the link, I want to thank you. Everybody who called in tonight, Forrest, Scorpio, the guy from Brooklyn, my man representing Messiah, Deshaun, everybody who called in, all the people out there who called in and just listened. And another thing, if you want to listen to this show, you still can listen to it tomorrow or the day after that or the day after that. The link is on my page. All you have to do is go on my page and it'll be there, and you can hear the show if you missed some of it, or if you want to tell somebody, yo, you got to hear this show. You know, tell a friend to tell a friend, because, I mean, ain't nobody shit like mine. You thought I was playing? Nah, whatever I do, I'm going to do it to the fullest. I'm going to do it to the best of my ability. And you're only going to get real people on here. Everybody on here that's a guest, they just like me. They real. Yeah, I'm real. Yeah, I've been a pimp. Yeah, that's me. But I also been a husband. I also been a father. I also been a soldier, drug dealer, drug user. A brother, an uncle, a friend, confidant, you know, I did it all. But most important, I'm the self-appointed relationship guru, you know, and we telling it like it is, and we helping people one person at a time, because I'm sure some people out there that heard some shit tonight that's going to help them get to the next phase in their life. I don't believe in love, but you don't have to feel like I feel. I just feel like that because everybody who ever told me they loved me hurt me. So I got no more use for love. I got no more space for love in my heart. I got no more time for love. I'm dealing with people face value as I see them. I'm reading books by the cover. If it walk like a duck, then it's a duck. If it talk like a duck, then it's a duck. That's how I'm living. We fucking, we chilling, we watching Netflix. That's how it is. And at this time in my life, I'm not doing that shit. I can't afford right now in my life to do shit. I can't run around and do shit like that like I used to.
You know, it's only it's one person for me. But if they fuck up, I could easily make it two people or three people or four people. I could easily be in the car on the way to Masonic Temple to get my dick sucked. Yeah, easily I could do that. And it's probably men wanting to do that right now. And that's up to you, because tomorrow ain't promised to you. Do what you do. Live how you live. Be how you be. Free your mind and your ass will follow. It ain't illegal yet. Free your mind and your ass will follow. It ain't illegal yet. I want to thank everybody out there for listening to the Keeping It Real with Jay Sean Online Radio podcast. Oh, tomorrow, Saturday, we'll be doing another show at 7 o'clock. It won't be my show. It's a friend of mine, Forrest Nance. If you want to hear some health shit, how to eat to live and not live to eat, you know what I mean? You call in the same number at 7 o'clock, and you can check that out. Other than that, I'll be back on here next Friday talking the same shit, the same time, in the same channel. No infections, no yeast. Everybody out there, enjoy the rest of the weekend. From Mr. Fuck Love, the relationship guru, Jay Sean, on the Keeping It Real with Jay Sean Online Radio podcast. Dre Star, feel better. We got shit to do. Peace.
In my bag till I pass out. Wake up, do this shit again. Do it big, then I get little. No time for no fake friends. Stick with me, fuck a 360. I was taught to cut the middle men. Now I click out in DR. All the mommies yelling Theodore. More dame than a Leor. All she really wanted Dior. Gray sweats in my Theodores. The ghetto my Ida and me and more. I've been working, working, working. All she talk about is Birkin. Then the date she birthing. All I'm thinking about is verses. I wrote this shit with a blindfold. All bullshit aside though. That's why they snuck out the side though. Look in my eyes low. I can see you with my eyes closed. Needing no dough, I'm in grind mode. I'm trying to ball no lines though. Don't make me get blood in my poncho. Black mask and the Mac in the mill in the duffel bag. Bitch, I'm John Doe. I'm trying to cop me a condo. Ice in the face where the time go. If he flying, I ain't lying. All this gelato falling out the fronto. Far flowers, give me mine. While a nigga still alive though. Fuck how you feel. Why? We keep it realer than real. Food on the table, grab you a seat. Go get you a meal. Money on money on money, street shit, fuck a deal. Money on money, street shit, fuck a deal. Fuck how you feel. Why? We keep it realer than real. Food on the table, grab you a seat. Go get you a meal. Money on money on money, street shit, fuck a deal. Money on money on money, street shit, fuck a deal. Woke up early, I'm blessed, baby. Bell palsy, that's stress, baby. Bounce back, I'm a vet, baby. Kept it 100, nothing less, baby. 380, my favorite, baby. That Mac 10 with that X10. Hit your son, it'll leave your baby. RP, you should leave your baby. Tag the wrong one to beef with. Ever since they went vegan, baby. I'm just getting to the chicken. I'm just getting to the chicken. Milk the game, season lately. Oh, your man fucked your best friend. Suck my dick and get even, baby. Use the mouth like you bleeding, baby. Team Patty, no secret lady, but if I bought it, you can keep it, baby. All day blowing la-la, my weed, the truth, best believe it, baby. Rapper slash actor, that's a side chick and a leading lady. Side chick want my dick, while my bitch want a new Mercedes. Yo, Rick's not my Rick, I'm a genius when I want a whip on my scissor shit. Yo, bitch is my bitch, that side bitch on my scissor shit. 1-2 when it don't stop till her skirt dropping my niggas hit. 1-2 when it don't stop till my top dropping my niggas hit. Fuck how you feel. Why? We keep it realer than real. Food on the table, grab you a seat. Go eat you a meal. Money on money on money, street shit, fuck a deal. Money on money on money, street shit, fuck a deal. Fuck how you feel. Why? We keep it realer than real. Food on the table, grab you a seat. Go eat you a meal. Money on money on money, street shit, fuck a deal. Money on money on money, street shit, fuck a deal.